The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to Brother Hasnain Rajab Ali.
I begin in Allah's name, the beneficent, the merciful, and all praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us this life, though we don't deserve to exist, for endowing us with too many graces and gifts by which you and I will never be able to understand nor to appreciate. Allah says, قُلْ مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي أَخْرَجَ لِعِبَادِ, which He has brought forth for His servants. God made everything beautiful. Why should I deny the beauty? No one is saying not to have a $1 million car. No one is saying not to have a palace. But ask the person, what is your vision? Is it wrong to have that power? No. But it's got conditions. The conditions of morality, dignity, honesty, not cheating, not fault finding, not being evil, not being destructive. You find an individual who looks around and says, all I want to do is God's work. Everybody starts to laugh at you. Really? You want to do God's work? You go up for salah, you pray at the prayer time, you went to Hajj, your family wears hijab, ha ha ha. And you and I feel sad. Oh, no, no, please, no, no. I know, I've seen kids when their moms come and pick them up from school. They say to their moms, Mom, when you pick me up, just pick me up at the end of the block. And the mother comes to me and says, my son doesn't want me to pick him up at his school bus. You know why? Because I wear hijab. I wear this headscarf. And he's embarrassed among his friends that he doesn't want his mother to appear like she's weird. So Mom, don't appear. Look at that pressure of a child afraid to tell even their friends that my mother is modest. That's the danger. That today the norm is being cool. How many girlfriends do you have? Who's the coolest guy in school? The homecoming king. And who's that usually? Usually the quarterback, if you got a football team. He's the biggest guy, most muscles, the best looking, and all the girls are drooling over him. And then vice versa. Who's the most famous girl? Oh, she's the prettiest in school, and everybody wants to put their hands on her. And she's like twiddling, you know, like a hook, you know, ha ha, who's going to bite me? And then she does this and just throws it. Next. And we're all drooling like this, like, you know, please me. Allah says, فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. Don't let the glitter of this world fool you. And don't let shaitan fool you. For there is no meaning to that. For I see those same people who are drooling. You see their pictures when they're in their 40s and 50s. They develop bellies and double chins or whatever. None of that is bad. But no longer marketable in the satanic way. And they're starting to age. And now they're starting to think, oh my God, you remember when I was young? I was so agile. I had all these girls. And then he's sitting with his wife and his kids, Dad, you had all these girlfriends. Yeah. Can you and I even fathom the idea of saying that to our children? But that's going to come. And your son or your daughter will say, Dad, you went around with so many girls. Mom, how many boyfriends did you have? You'll be so embarrassed. Son, don't do that. But you did it. Yeah, but I was foolish. Well, what's wrong if I'm foolish now? And the snowball perpetuates? I think you and I need to build our environments in a moral way, but it's not easy. Easier said than done. Trust me, to abstain from a beautiful, attractive thing that may lead me to indecency is so difficult. Allah says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ. We will test you with fear. So this history of Karbala, the movement of Imam Hussein, the stories that we tell about young ones to the old ones, and each one taking permission from the Imam, is not something simple. It's deep. It's the kind of depth you and I need to have where we look at these individuals and say, how can I be like you 10%? I would love to be 100% like you, but at least let me start. Well, what do you need to do? Well, you need to say, well, what am I doing in my day-to-day life? I'm addicted to gaming. Somebody just sent me an email and said, brother, please talk about gaming. It's a disease. And today our computers are so sophisticated that the world of gaming is becoming so real. And the power of the computer with the wide area networks of the internet is getting so much better that there are kids now who live in a world that is completely fantasy zoned, and they're actually making money in that world by distributing their fantasies, and the rest of the world is now hooking on like a drug. Like, let me watch this gamer and how is he playing. And then they monetize on that. It's become a world of fantasies. When you examine those people, they're not bad. They're wonderful, intelligent youth. But many a times, there was no communication at a young age. Mom and dad are busy. The child is bored. Finds his little toy. Starts to give him pleasure, just like going to the refrigerator. And you put money, you know, you put food in your mouth. You feel good. Guess what? Man, I can press the button, you know, with my mouse. Forget about mouse now. My fingers are touching. I've seen these gamers' chairs, subhanAllah, they're designed like F-15s, you know, going to space. It's got everything in it. Three-dimensional virtual worlds, and you're living in this thing. Like, wow. You can feel it. Even the vibrations on your chair. Like you're living in that world of fantasy. You ask the question, why are you there? How much Quran do you recite? Quran, what's Quran? Got no time for that. This is the electronic drug. And you find, I've seen kids who don't want to sit and talk to you. They want to run back home, get into the little dark room, turn the lights off, and get into the world of gaming. Why are they there? These are modern day challenges that we have to address. The technology has reached us to such a level today. Social media interactions have become so powerful that 12-year-olds, 10-year-olds are getting on planes to go meet strangers in other states because they've been given this illusion that there's somebody who's going to fulfill their fantasy. You see children getting killed because of online relations. And we are so stuck on it that even if you have 100 million followers, every day you look at the stats. How many likes did I get today? How many more people? What else can I do to be even more famous? Like, where are you going to go with this fame? Well, the more people, the more marketable, the more marketable, the more money I make. And I'm going to die with a legacy. And the world is going to look at me like, wow, what a great actor. Frank Sinatra, you ask the modern day kids today, who's Frank Sinatra? Huh? Frank who? John Wayne. John who? What? These were the gods walking on earth. Elizabeth Taylor, her pretty blue eyes. Everybody was drooling over her with her diamonds. Where is Elizabeth Taylor? Does anybody even know who they are? No. Wikipedia it. Really? That's what Elizabeth Taylor died for? So that people should Wikipedia tomorrow? You and I, in this world, I'm standing on this podium. You think this fame and glory of public speaking is going to hold on for long? My own grandchildren, great-grandchildren, won't even know my first name. Is that the objective that everybody should say, Haj Hasanain, mashallah? Who cares? What we care is, are we promoting Allah's name? Are we promoting the Prophet's name? For that's what lasts. وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتِ خَيْرٌ عِنَّ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ أَمَلًا. This is what lasts. What lasts are our deeds. But our deeds cannot come in the right direction until we validate, until we put that lens of the Prophet, the lens of the Quran. So why did those children get stuck into gaming? Because there was a human interaction that didn't talk right. There was oppression, suppression, ignorance. This child didn't know what to do. And many a times they lost control of the world. But that joystick, whew, that gives me control. Move forward, move backward. It responds on the fly when I want it. I like that. So what ends up happening is you get addicted into that world. And this forms of entertainment is not haram. But when you start overdoing it, it starts to become very dangerous. Because suddenly you're finding yourself at the age of 30 and you know nothing. And you've fixed nothing. Well, what have you been doing? Well, I've been living in that world of fantasy. But every time I get out of my room, the reality is waiting for me. And I get so depressed, I don't want to get out. And you become a zombie? Is that the solution?
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. this program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صنعنا محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.